Today the word of God is in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cried, Abba, Father. 今天的经文是在罗马书的第八章第十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。 Today's sermon's title is Our Wonderful Father. 今天的正道的题目是奇妙的天父。 Pastor Scott.
Happy Father's Day.
All right.
Well, thank you, whoever said, thank you very much. Yes, some of us are still a little halfway asleep because of summer camp we just had. But hopefully, most of you, did you guys get sleep?
No.
All right, so adults, if you see a youth sleeping, just give me a big slap on the back of the head. No, it was a great week, a wonderful week. God really got close to us during camp. And big thanks to Eric, his first year as our full-time youth director. So I want to give you a hand for Eric. Great. So, and also just a reminder, remember our combined church Bible study, our every fellowship will be doing the same Bible study in July and August.
所以要提醒大家，我们在七月跟八月，整个教会有一个联合的查经的活动。
But remember, you have to sign up for it. So after service, please sign up right at the fellowship hall at the table. Miss Carmen will be doing the English side, and the Chinese side is.
所以请大家。务必要去报名，因为你要报名，我们才能够统计人数，才能够发给教材。所以，请你在散会之后去找李伟，李伟会在那边等着你。
All right. So now today's Father's Day, and some of us have had great fathers.
今天是父亲节，我们当中有些人有非常非常好的父亲。
And some of you didn't even know your father; he wasn't around.
但是有些人可能没有机会遇见你的父亲，因为他已经不在。
And even those with what we call good fathers, even our fathers have sins and weaknesses.
就算世上最好的父亲，他还是有罪，还是有他的缺点。
And I think if we're all being honest, we would love to have a father who would always love us all the time.
如果我们要诚实来说的话，我们都希望我们的父亲是完完全全没有缺点，而且时时刻刻爱我们的。
And we do have that father, and we just sang about him.
那我们当然都有这样的父亲，那我们刚刚就是唱出这样的歌来。
God the Father is the perfect Father that we've always wanted.
我们在天上的父是那位我们所有所可想的那位父亲。
So this is going to be a traditional three-point sermon. I'll give you the first 3 points right now.
那我想要我们三点式的讲到，我先给你这三点。
I'm going to call point number one the adopting Father.
第一点是这位天父是认养我们的天父。
Number two, we're going to talk about the intimate Father.
第二个是这位天父是那位与我们亲近的天父。
And then number three, we're going to talk about the sending Father.
第三点是那差遣我们的天父。
All right, so the adopting Father.
所以那收养我们的天父。
What's wonderful about our God is that He's actually adopted us as orphan children. He's adopted us into a new family.
事实上，这位天父是那收养我们到那个新的家庭的那位父亲。
All of us who have Christ as our Savior.
我们如果接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，have
been adopted into a brand new eternal family.
我们就被收养到这个永远的新家庭当中。
And here's the problem.
但是有一个问题。
Before we were adopted, we were lost in our ugly sins.
在我们还没有被收养之前，我们在罪恶中迷失。
It's like we were like in a garbage dump.
我们好像在那垃圾箱里面，没有人要的弃婴。
Headed to death.
就马上就要死去。
But God loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins.
但神是如此的爱我们，他是他的独生子为我们死。
And just as Eric prayed, Jesus got on that cross.
就像 Eric 所刚才所祷告的，耶稣基督死在十字架上。
He said that anyone who believes in me, that I died. I took the place. I took your punishment. I will cancel all your sins.
耶稣基督他说, 任何人相信我的, 你就可以得到拯救, 因为我已经为着你的罪死在十字架上。
Whoever puts their faith in Christ and says, Christ, you are my Savior and my Lord, all of your sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven at the cross.
任何人只要信了耶稣的名, 他的罪, 一切的罪, 不管是过去的, 现在的, 将来的罪, 完完全全都要得到赦免。
Of course, we know this is true, that he has the power to forgive because he literally, bodily, got back up out of the grave. He was dead and he came alive, proving that he has the power to grant us eternal life.
他有这样的能力可以赦免我们的罪, 因为他不仅在十字架上死去, 而且他也下到阴间, 再从死里面复活, 升天, 成为父, 坐在父的右边。
And, you know, it was interesting. I had a youth this week at camp ask me an interesting question.
这个礼拜在Future Camp里面的那个夏令营里面, 有一个青少年问我这样一个问题。
He asked me, he's like, why this wonderful story that God laid down his life for us, why would he do that?
这个是这么好的一个消息, 天父让他的儿子为我们的罪而死, 为什么神要做这样的事?
Especially because as humanity, human beings, we hate God. We don't want God. We love ourselves.
特别是我们人, 从我们人的角度来看, 我们不希望神来干预我们的生活, 我们不愿意神来介入我们的生活当中。
Why would God give his life, have his son give his life for people who hated him?
神为什么要让他自己的独生子 来为着这些恨他的人而死。
And I told this youth student, I said, you know what? God wanted and desired a family he could love forever.
我告诉那位青少年说, 神希望在一个家庭当中, 这样子的爱, 这个家庭的爱, 他天父的爱, 可以持续到永久。
See, God wanted to clean us up. Those of us who choose to believe in Christ, he wanted to clean us up and make us perfect so that he would shower his love on us forever.
天父要召聚我们这些不配的罪人, 他要洁净我们, 他要使我们成为那他所爱的儿女, 所以我们可以敬拜他。
See, I told that youth, that student, I said, yeah, God could have left us in our sin and death.
我告诉那位年轻人说, 没有错, 神是让可以离开我们, 不顾我们, 让我们在罪恶跟过犯当中死去。
There was no obligation on God to adopt us into his family.
神丝毫没有义务来收养我们。
But,
但是,
out of his awesome love, and I have no idea why, he just loved us and he wanted to save us from death.
但是因为他无比的爱, 我不晓得为什么, 他要让我们从罪中得着拯救。
How could we say no to his love for us?
我们怎么可以让这样子的爱来说不呢?
My question today is, have you committed your life to Christ? Have you accepted his free forgiveness on the cross and eternal life through his resurrection?
我今天向你提出的一个问题，一个挑战，就是说， 你愿不愿意相信耶稣基督成为你个人的救主， 相信他在十字架上为你的罪而死， 为你死而复活， 成为你的救主呢？
I pray that you would see the love of Christ today.
我希望你今天就可以看到耶稣基督的爱。
Look at Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
我们若看到以弗所书第一章，
It says, in love, God predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved, who is Christ.
在以弗所书一章四到六节这样说，就如神从创立世界以前， 在基督里拣选了我们, 使我们在他面前成为圣洁, 无有瑕疵, 又因爱我们, 就按着自己意志, 所喜悦的, 预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分, 又使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞, 这恩典是在他的爱子里所赐给我们的。
God, even though he knew a long time ago we would reject him,
神在创世以前就知道我们会拒绝他,
he still desired to save us and to shower his love on us and to adopt us.
但是他还是愿意来拯救我们, 他要把他爱赐下来给我们。
So come to the Father's loving arms today.
所以来到这位收养我们的父亲的爱当中。
Jesus died for our sins, and the Father has his arms open wide and saying to us, come, I will adopt you as my very own child.
耶稣基督为着我们的罪而死, 他就像那位慈爱的父亲张开双手说, 回到我的家中, 来到我的爱里面。
Ephesians 2, chapter 1 says, you were dead in the trespasses and sins.
以弗所书2章1节这样说, 你们死在过犯罪恶之中, 他叫你们活过来。
Again, we were talking about this at youth camp this week. The speaker said, it's not just we're bad people that need to be made good, we're dead people that need to be made alive.
所以在这个夏令营里面, 讲员这样说, 不是因为我们是不好的人, 我们需要变好, 而是我们是已经死去的人, 我们要活过来。
We were dead, walking away from God. We were living our own lives, headed to death, and Christ rescued us.
我们随己意的生活, 我们都是那已经死去的人, 我们如果没有耶稣基督的话, 我们就会灭, 走向那条灭亡之路。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
以弗所书2章13节,
but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near to the Father by the blood of Christ.
以弗所书2章13节, 你们从前远离神的人, 如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血, 已经得亲近了。
Again, think of this in real life.
你想想看, 就现在的情况来说,
think of a poor child whose parents didn't want him and abandoned him.
就那被弃的婴儿。
And think about two loving parents who took up this child and wanted this child to be their very own. They adopted this child.
但是有两位心肠非常有爱心,心肠非常好的父母愿意收养这位弃婴成为他自己的儿女。
We thank those new parents. We say that's such a wonderful thing for parents to adopt a child who's not even theirs biologically, just to show that love to that kid.
我们在这个社会上我们觉得说这样子的人真是非常非常有爱心,他宁愿去收养那不是自己亲生骨肉, 但是愿意收养他成为他自己家庭,用父母亲的爱来爱他们。
And that's what God has done for every single one of us who believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
这世上就是神,他对我们每一个信他的人所做的事情。
You are now in this wonderful Father's family who's rescued you from death.
我们现在就在这个天父如此爱我们的一个大家庭里面来与他一同生活。
So Romans chapter 6, 6.
所以罗马书6章6节这样说,
it says, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
罗马书6章6节, 因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架,使罪身灭绝, 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
See, it's like we were an orphan child who, I mean, we were like a slave to a slave master who had us chained up and just whipped us all day long.
我们就好像那孤儿没有人要爱惜的,那我们被那,这个像奴隶一样,被铁链链起来,一天到晚用鞭打我们一样。
See, all our sin, all of our lust and anger and hatred was just condemning us and bringing guilt.
我们的罪恶,我们的情欲,还有世上各样的诱惑,就像那这个世上的这个苦待一样,不断的来虐待我们这样一个孤儿。
And it's like our sin was like a chain on us, and it was just dragging us down to the grave.
我们的罪就像那铁链一样,一直拉着我们,让我们没有办法站起来。
But the cross of Christ, Jesus broke the power of sin and death over us.
耶稣基督在十字架上的死,已经断开那锁链。
Because Jesus died for us, we're united to him by faith. So it's like we were up there too. We were crucified and our sins were destroyed.
因为耶稣基督的死断开这锁链之后,我们就可以因着信来接受他,与他联合,所以我们就可以跟他一同在十字架上来享受那罪得到赦免的喜乐。
The chain of sin has been broken.
罪恶的锁链已经断去。
And we are now in a new master's family that's full of love and comfort and joy. We're now in our beautiful Father's home.
我们现在已经在这个我们新的主人的家中,我们新的父亲的家中,我们再也不用再受到那样罪恶的苦待,我们有这样子恩典在我们里面。
Again, what is our Father's will for us, for everybody?
再一次,父亲对我们的愿望是什么呢?
John 6:40.
约翰福音6章40节.
For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son, Jesus, and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
约翰福音6章40节, 因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生, 并且在末日我要叫他复活。
What is God's will for you, you ask?
神对你的旨意是什么呢? 你可能会问。
Well, I'm glad you asked. The will of God for everybody is to put their faith in Christ so they'd be saved forever.
神的愿望就是要你每一个人都能够把你的信心摆在耶稣基督的身上，而因此而得救。
So if you reject Christ, if you reject God, you're rejecting God's will for you.
你如果拒绝耶稣基督，你事实上就是拒绝神对你的旨意。
John says it another way in John chapter 14:6.
约翰福音14章。
He writes about Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说,我就是道路,真理,生命,若不借着我,没有人能到父那里去。
If you want to come to God, God the Father, you have to come through the sacrifice of the Son.
你想要到天父那里去,你必须要经过这位为你受死流血的耶稣基督。
No other person in this world has ever brought you to God. Only a perfect man could bring you to God. Only a perfect man could be the substitute for your death. Only a perfect man who's never sinned could God accept his sacrifice for you.
只有一个完全的人，他能够代替你来承担他所有的罪。 他从来没有犯过罪，所以他可以带你到神的面前。
And God accepted Christ's substitution of himself for you. He died in our place.
神接受了这代替性的献祭，所以他可以为我们的罪而死。
Of course, God accepted his son's sacrifice because he raised him up, giving him new life, and that proves that he has the ability to forgive our sins and give us new life.
所以神当然是接受他儿子所摆上的这样一个牺牲的生命，因为我们看到耶稣基督从死里面再次的复活，再次升天，这表示神已经接受了他所献的。See,
God's a holy God.
神是一个圣洁的神。
He's a holy father, and I'm glad he is.
他是一个圣洁的父亲，我们很高兴他是一个圣洁的父亲。
He hates evil.
他痛恨罪恶。
And he will judge all evil, thank the Lord. But again, that means we're in trouble because we are all evil. So I'm thankful that Jesus stood in my place to receive God's judgment on him so that I could live. You see, you can't earn your way to your Father's love. You can't pray enough. You can't walk old people across the street enough. You can't do enough good deeds to earn the Father's love. It's impossible. He's holy and we're not. But God was our holiness for us, Jesus Christ. You see, Muhammad didn't die for you. Buddha didn't die for you. Jesus Christ died thinking of me and you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation who believes in Christ will be with the Lord forever. And he will never leave us. John 10:29. My Father, this is Jesus talking, who has given them to me, the church, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch us out of the Father's hand.
愿福音十章二十九节是耶稣所说的，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。The
Father will never let us go if our faith is in Christ.
天父不会让我们离开他，只要我们有对耶稣基督的信心。
Point number two.
我们第二点,
the intimate Father.
这位父亲是与我们亲近的天父。
God is not only reigning over the entire universe for us who believe, he's reigning in our hearts.
我们的天父不仅是掌管天上地下所有的一切，让我们相信说他是那位高于一切的神。
God loves us so much that he decided to live in us. Once we believe in Christ, we receive the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
我们 他是这样一位爱我们的天父， 他当我们愿意接受耶稣基督为我们死这样一个福音之后， 我们看到三位一体的第三位圣灵来到我们的生命当中。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
罗马书8章15节。
Paul says to us that we did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
罗马书8章15节, 你们所受的不是奴仆的心, 仍旧害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心, 因此我们呼叫, Abba, Fu.
See, the guarantee of our adoption into this family is that God himself takes up residence in our souls.
所以我们能够确定说我们是已经成为这收养家庭的一份子， 因为神他就住在我们的心中。
And that Spirit of God testifies to our spirit that we are children of God.
神的灵在我们的心中做见证， 告诉我们, 清楚地告诉我们, 我们就是神的儿女。
So now as his sons, we cry out, Abba, Daddy, like, you're so close to me, Daddy, I love you.
所以我们就会很自然地呼喊出说, Abba, 父, 就像他与我们非常亲近一样。
So, hey kids, you think your dad's pretty cool, right?
所以小孩们觉得你的父亲非常酷, 非常...
You really think your dad's awesome.
你,
right there.
你是不是觉得你的父亲非常非常厉害?
You know the right answer. Yeah, but, let me tell you something, kids, all of us, that this Father, this God the Father, is so more amazing than even I.
所以,
even I.
这位天上的父亲, 比我们世上任何一个人的父亲都还要再伟大, 还要再行。
He loves us with a love we can't even imagine.
他用如此的爱来爱我们, 我们根本就没有办法想象。
He will never leave us.
他永不会离开我, 永远不会离开我们。
He is always strengthening us to become more like Jesus.
他使我们能够更有力量, 让我们能够更像耶稣基督。
There will always be suffering and trial.
在世上, 时时刻刻都有苦难跟试探。
But he's using those things in life to make us love God more and to be able to be used to tell others more about Jesus.
使我们能够更爱他, 也让我们能够做更多的见证, 让别人认识耶稣基督。
You see, God, it's amazing. He didn't just want to be close to us. He wanted to be one with us.
神他不仅只是要与我们同在, 他更要跟我们合一。
So John also writes in John 17, verse 21,
所以在约翰福音17章21节, 约翰也这样说,
that they may, this is Jesus talking, that they may all be one, the church, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
这是耶稣基督为门徒的祷告, 使他们都合而为一, 正如你父在我里面, 我在你里面, 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Did you catch that?
你是不是 了解这其中的意思呢?
Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one with each other.
耶稣基督, 天父, 圣灵, 他们三位都是合一的。
And God the Father, God himself, he invites all Christians, he brings all Christians inside the love of the Trinity that the Trinity has for each other. We get to experience that now. We're one with God.
天父, 他邀请所有信他的人来到这三位一体, 这样神圣联合的爱中, 我们现在都可以感受得到。
Wow, God wanted to be one with me. God is part of my soul. I'm not God, but he's inside of me.
耶稣基督, 神, 他要我们与他一同合一。 我们不是神, 但是我们可以感受到神就在我们里面动工。
So he knows everything we're going through.
所以他知道我们所经历过的每一件事情。
He knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
他知道明天会如何。
And he's not freaked out or worried.
他不会忧虑, 他也不会担忧。
He loves us and he has a plan for all of our lives to glorify him.
他是如此的爱我们, 他为我们每一个人都有一个特别的计划, 好让我们可以荣耀他的名。
The great thing about this God, this Father, we can talk to him at any time.
这位父亲是如此的慈祥, 我们也可以随时的来与他沟通。
Well, look at Matthew chapter 7.
我们来看马太福音7章。
Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
马太福音七章七节到十一节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
So Elijah, when you asked for a candy bar, did I give you a cobra snake?
所以 Pastor Scott 问他儿子说，你当你要一个巧克力棒的时候，我是不是给你一只蛇吃呢？
Maybe you think that's pretty cool, maybe you want that.
或许哪天如果我们去动物园，也可以有这样的东西。
No, and this is, we know this, and how much more a perfectly loving father will shower us with his blessing.
所以我们，当我们来到神面前的时候，神会把他爱来浇灌我们。
It doesn't mean he's just going to give you a Tesla if you ask for it.
那并表示他会给你一条非常高档的电动车。
This means that you say, Lord, I want your will. I want your help. I want to glorify you. Please grant me this request. But if you don't, it's your will too, and that's good.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们说，我们愿意求主你自己按照你自己的旨意，按照你的心意来赐给我。如果这不是你的心意的话，就不要给我，我也愿意接受。
So we can talk to God. God promises that he will answer the prayers according to his will.
我们可以向神祷告，因为神应许我们他会听祷告，而且他会按照他的旨意来应允我们的祈求。
Now because God is also intimate, he also will discipline us as well.
因为神与我们亲近，所以同样的他也会管教我们。
I know you're all groaning. Guess what? Our Father will discipline us.
所以当我们如果没有按照神的旨意的时候，他会管教我们。
But God's discipline is always for our good.
但是神管教我们是为了我们的益处。
Both now and forever.
不管是过去、现在或是将来。
Let's take a look at the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure.God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
所以经文是在希伯来书的12章5到7节与11节。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So those of us who've been Christians, have you ever had a moment where you're like, I think the Lord is disciplining me?
所以你当了基督徒一段时间，你是不是有感觉到有时候你觉得神是在管教我？
You be honest, be honest. I can raise my hand.
你有的话就举手。
And you're like, I think I'm under the Lord's discipline.
我有时候你会觉得说，哎，现在神就是在管教我。
And you know it, and there's times in my life, there's times recently, I'm like, I think God's disciplining me, but I know, I'm like, Lord, I hate this, but I know it's for my good.
那我们有时候会这样子觉得，就是说对神，你好像你在管教我。虽然我不是很舒服，但是我知道你要我怎么做。
There's things either because of my sin or someone has given me a new perspective where it kind of stirs up my heart and I feel like I'm getting disciplined. But I know that God is working through that.
神的管教让我们从再一次看到说，是不是我身上有这样的罪，或是神借着其他人有一个不同的看法，让我看到或许神是要我这样做，那我可以更清楚地明白神的心意。
So don't run away from God when he's disciplining you.
所以当神管教你的时候，你不要逃离。
As the writer says, endure it and run back to your father and say, Lord, I know this is good for me, help me.
所以在希伯来书的作者说，不要逃避，而事实上要继续的要回到神的面前，因为经历过的就会结出平安的果子。
And Romans 8:28.
那罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that for those who love God, all things, that's not half things or three quarters things, all things in life work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose.
在罗马书八章二十八节这样说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，不是只有某些事，是万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So those of us who are Christ followers, God is working every single moment, molecule for his good and your good.
所以我们当中已经接受耶稣基督，跟随耶稣基督的人，你要知道，神是每时每刻，每分每秒，用任何一件事情来使他的儿女成为互相效力，让这些被召的人都可以得着益处。
And lastly, our Father is a sending Father.
同样，第三点，今天讲到第三点是我们的父，这位父亲也是那差遣我们的天父。
So God is on a mission. He's on a mission to bring more people into His family.
所以神让我们看到一个大使命，他要让更多人进到这个爱的家庭当中。
And you know how He accomplishes that?
他如何完成这样一个工作呢？
He tells His children to go out and go bring me back some more new children. He tells us to share the good news of Christ.
告诉他的儿女说，你们要出去。让更多人进到这个家庭里面来成为我的儿女。
John 20, verse 21.
约翰福音二十章二十一节。
Jesus said to his disciples, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so even so I am sending you.
约翰福音二十章二十一节。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
The way that people get to know about this wonderful family, we, the church, we have to tell them about God the Father and Jesus the Son.
我们教会里面每一个人都需要让人知道说，在这个家庭里面是多么的喜乐，多么的平安。我们这是我们每一个人的责任。
See, and some of you might think like, oh man, this is hard. Like our Father's making us go do a chore for Him.
所以我们有人觉得说，这是父亲派遣我们去做一些很辛苦的工作。
But if we are so in love with God, we just love Him and are grateful for Him because He's adopted us out of death, we should be like, man, I can't wait to tell people about this beautiful family that God's adopted me into.
所以如果你是真正的爱神，你是真正从神那边领受了这样恩典的话，你会觉得说，这是我应该做的，我乐意去做，我恨不得马上就出去把这个家庭里面的这个喜乐平安告诉所有的人。
You know, again, I'm going to use an illustration from camp. Somebody at camp asked me, if I believe in Jesus, do I have to go to be a missionary like in Africa?
在这个 future, 这个夏令营里面，就一个小孩子问 Pastor Scott 说，如果我现在就信耶稣基督的话，我是不是马上就要做决定，我将来要到非洲去做宣教士呢？
I told him, yes, get on a plane right now after camp and go to Africa.
Yeah, 那个 Pastor Scott 就说，对对对，你现在这个最好现在在这个 camp 里面好好玩一玩，因为你之后马上就要去非洲了。
No, I said no. It doesn't mean you have to be a career missionary.
不是的，这是你要成为一生就是专业的这个传道人。
But I said it does mean that. Wow, we're so in love with what Jesus did for us that He gave His life to rescue us from sin and death that we can't help ourselves. We're just going to overflow in telling others about Jesus Christ. So I really love that question.That was such a great question because this student is thinking about what we have to do. And I said, it's a joyful mission.
Okay, 好，所以就是这个问题是让我们看到我们因为神的爱是如此如此的受感动，所以我们愿意把我们这样子爱与别人分享。所以我很喜欢这位青少年所提出来的问题，让我们看到真的神他的爱会改变我们每一个的心，改变我们每一个的生命。
So we need to tell.Others about the good news of Jesus Christ, that there is hope in this world.
So we must go out to proclaim Jesus Christ's grace, Jesus Christ's love, in this world there is hope for eternal life.
And we've talked about this before, but we know, you know, suicide is on the rise.
We see this thing in this world, in this world, suicide is getting more.
People have no hope.
In this world, many people have lost their desire for life.
I mean, it's been big news. We all know this the last couple of weeks. Anthony Bourdain, famous chef, and Kate Spade have committed suicide.
在过去的几个礼拜里面，有一个很有名的电视饮食节目主持人Bourdain， 还有另外一个包包的设计者Spade， 他也都自杀，两个人都自杀。
And we talk about this, but listen, success and money and fame and big houses won't bring you happiness.
我们都讲过这些， 你的世上的成功，你世上的享受，大房子、车子，这些都没有办法让你得着快乐。
Knowing that all my sins, all my problems are taken care of in a Father who loves me, that brings hope.
只有当我们清楚地知道我们所有的罪，我们所有的重担，天父已经为我们解决，这使我们的生命带来的盼望。
We have an eternal hope. We say, yeah, this life is really messed up. We fight all kinds of bad things, but Jesus Christ came to rescue us, and one day it'll be different.
我们有这永生的盼望。是的，这个世上充满了罪恶、邪恶，已经坏到不能，已经坏到极致。但是有一天，耶稣基督会再来，会让我们有新天新地，会得着这样子永生的盼望。
Look at 2 Corinthians.
如果我们再来看哥林多前书。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and then gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
哥林多后书十七、十八节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
Do you know you're no longer dead, but you're alive?
你不再是死的，而且你是活了过来。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
And we're a new creation.
我们是新造的人。
And then, and God says right here, just as he reconciled two warring parties, we are now to go reconcile others to Jesus.
所以就像在经文里面所说的，我们是以前是与神为仇的，但是我们现在已经与神和好，所以我们要出去，让更多人来与神和好。
And so now we get to live all of life for God's glory.
所以我们要活我们剩余的一生，为着神的荣耀的缘故。
Pleasing our Father.
我们要使我们的父得着喜悦。
That's the way life was designed to be living for God's glory.
这世上这就是我们生命的最重要的目的，我们要让神得荣耀。
So Colossians 3:17.
在哥罗西书三章十七节，
Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God through the Father through Him.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
So just to, let's finish up with a couple application points.
所以我想在这边让大家有几个应用的重点。
Number one,
第一个，
You've been adopted.
你已经被领养。
God loves.All his Christian family with the same love that he has for his son Jesus.
神爱在这个家庭里面的每一个分子，就像爱他的独生子耶稣基督一样。
So sometimes when I mess up and I sin, I'm like, oh, I'm such a loser.
所以很多时候我们犯的罪，我们觉得说，哎，我怎么那么糟糕？我是一个完完全全失败的人。
I run back to God and I say, Lord, thank you.That you're declaring over me, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
我们感谢神，因为你已经宣告，这是我的爱子，你要爱我，永远的爱我。
Oh, and just a note, for women, we're not messing up. Sons in that time meant women as well. I hope I'm not leaving out the females.
所以今天的讲到里面，如果只有讲到儿子，事实上是儿女，不光只是儿子。
Some of you might be scratching your head. Is this just, he just adopted boys?
No, 所以你们觉得说神的家里面是不是只有神只有收养男的，不收养女的？
So God's, listen to this, when you become a Christian, God's eternal wrath, his anger against sin, is removed. It's gone. He's no longer angry with you.
所以你要记得，当神收养你的时候，他那永远的愤怒已经完完全全挪去，他已经不再降怒于你。
Now, listen, he will still discipline us.
是的，他还会管教我们。
But it's always out of love, and he wants the best for us.
但是这管教是出于爱的，是为了我们的好处。
Point number two.
第二点。
The Father delights in you,And he rejoices over his bride.
天父以你为乐，并且基督的心腹而欢喜。
So not only does God rejoice in you as his child, but guess what? He provides a spouse for us.
不光只是他是你，你是他的儿女，他收养你成为他儿，而且他要为我们预备一个心腹。
See, God gave us his son. Jesus is called the groom, and the church is called the bride. He provides a spouse for us.
神让他的儿子耶稣基督成为新郎，那这个教会就是心腹，他为我们预备了一个配偶。
So not only are we children, God also uses the analogy, we're his bride that he rejoices over.
不光只是我们是他家庭里面有他所收养的儿女，而且我们是他的心腹。
So kids, you're all married already.
所以各位小孩子们，你们都已经结婚了。
You're married, if you have your faith in Christ, you're married to Jesus.
你如果在耶稣基督里面，你已经信了耶稣基督，你就是成为耶稣基督的心腹。
All right, application number three.
第三点。
You can trust God the Father. Because sometimes we couldn't trust our earthly fathers. Because as we grew older, we realized they were sinners too. But you can always trust God the Father. And kids, this doesn't mean, because we say this, doesn't mean you have to stop obeying or listening to your parents.
但是这并不表示这小孩子们你们可以在家里面就开始不听父亲的话。
Part of trusting God is also trusting and obeying your earthly parents.
信靠天父一件很重要的行为就是要顺服父母的管教。
But we can literally, he's the only person in this universe we can trust 100%.
但是我们的神是在这个宇宙当中我们唯一可以100%信靠的人。
And then one day, we're going to meet Jesus face to face. And Jesus says, if you see me, you see the Father. And then he's going to wrap us in his arms, and he's going to wipe away all our tears. And there will be no more pain, no more suffering. We'll be home with our Father and our big brother.
不再有任何痛苦悲伤, 我们会在家中与我们的耶稣基督, 我们的兄长以及我们的家人在一起。
And so, it is Father's Day, right?
今天是父亲节。
Number four.
第四点。
Fathers, do you tell your children that you love them?
对所有的父亲, 你也要告诉你的儿女, 你爱他们。
And not because they got 100% on their math test. Not because they scored the winning goal in soccer.
也不是因为他们在足球比赛里面踢了进的最后得胜的那一球。
Do you tell your children that you love them simply because they are your child?
你要告诉你的儿女，你爱他们，因为他们是你的儿女。
See, I have nothing to offer God to make him love me.
我们在世上没有任何东西我们可以献给神。
But God has forgiven all my sins. And God, the Father, loves and delights in me. And he knows I have sinned, but he simply delights in me for me. I don't know why, but he just loves me and wants to show me that.
神喜悦我们,我不晓得为什么,我们身上有如此多的罪,但是他还是喜悦我们,爱我们,所以这是神对我们的爱。
So fathers, model this same love. Of course we discipline, of course we expect things. But I, because my child, son or daughter, is created in the image of God, I will love them like God loves me.
所以在所有的父亲，你们也要效法神一样，因为我们的儿女都是按着神的形象所造，所以我们也要按着神爱我们的方式来爱我们的儿女。
Most importantly, fathers, mothers, if you love your child, show them Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Model Jesus to them.
所以做父母的, 你如果真的是要用神的方式来爱你的儿女的话, 你就要告诉他们耶稣基督的爱。
And see, last point, number five.
第五点,
being a loving father is not just about males or being a daddy.
成为一个有爱的父亲, 不光只是一个父亲男人的形象而已。
Should we not all model God's love for us? Should we not all model God's love for each other in the church? Is God patient with us? Can you be patient with that guy back there you're not very patient with?
你是不是可以对那个坐在后面那个人，你不太容忍的，你不太能够忍受那个人，也有同样的忍容忍。
I saw someone shake their head. Yeah, I'll be patient with that guy.
对，是的，是的， 我要对那个人有这样子耐心。
Can we not forgive? Can we not forgive even those we have a hard time forgiving in the church?
就算我们在教会里面许多时候我们没有办法去饶恕其他人，我们也应该要学习天父的样式去饶恕他们。
As Jesus prays for us, can we not pray for each other in the church?
就像耶稣基督教导我们祷告一样，我们也要在教会里面要不断地为其他人代祷。
So Father's Day is cool.
所以父亲节是一个很重要的节日。
I'm hoping for some good food.
我们希望等一下大家能够吃得很好，有一个大餐。
You might burn down the house. But Father's Day is really about all of us.
但是父亲节是给我每一个人的节日。
Let's all determine, I'm going to model the Father's love for the church, for my family, and for the lost.
所以我们就是要效法，是给我们每一个人的节日，因为要我们每一个人都效法天父的样式，让我们爱教会里面的弟兄姐妹，让我们爱我们的儿女，让我们去爱那失丧的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
You are a good Father.
你是一位上好的父亲。
And God, it's amazing that no matter what I say or do, You still love me because Christ has taken my place.
因为这爱是何等的奇妙，不管我们做了什么，说了什么，主你让耶稣基督让为我们而死。
God, some people in here don't know this loving Father.
在我们当中，有些人不认识这位。
And I pray that if they are listening today, they would see this loving Father opening their arms to them.
我们可以求主你自己亲自的让他在这个时候听到这样今天的信息，知道有一位爱他的天父已经张开双手愿意接受他。
And because of Jesus' death sacrifice for them, I pray today that if anyone does not know you, they'll realize that all their sins.Can be forgiven in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们所有人的罪已经死，所以我求主你自己让他们知道说，耶稣基督已经死在十字架上为了他们的罪。
God, all their guilt,
他们的罪
，all their shame,
他们的羞耻
，all their bitterness,
他们的苦痛
，all their regret,
他们的后悔。
God is forgiven and washed away in the cross.
已经完完全全被赦免，完完全全被洗净在十字架上。
And that God, you give us yourself.
求主你，主你自己赐下你，你给你自己献上自己。
The joy of your love,
你自己的爱。
Lord, I pray that they would just talk to you and say, "Lord, I need you."
我们求主让这些人能够真的是愿意来向主你自己敞开，说主，我需要你。
Heavenly Father, for those of us who are in the church family,
亲爱的天父，我们这些已经在教会里面的信徒
，God, I pray that we would love.With the Father's love toward each other.
我们求主你自己让我们用你天父的爱来爱我们周围所有的人。
God, we love because you first loved us.
我们爱因为你先爱我们。
So let us lay down our lives for each other.
求主你自己帮助我们能够为别人摆上。
In your Son's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.